This week's Siddi is on Parshas Korach, and we are going to explain in different ways what Korach wanted, what caused Korach to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. We are first going to start with the words of Rashi. Rashi on chapter 16, verse number 7, on Rav Lochem Bnei Levi, Rashi asks a question. The Korach shepikachoyo, Korach that was a smart person, ma ro, what did he see to cause this stupidity? So Rashi answers that Einoi hitasoi, that his eyes fooled him. Ra, he saw in the future, Shalsheles Gedoles Yotzimene, a huge lineage, a great lineage is coming out of him. Shmuel, Sheshokul Keneged Moshe Aharon, Shmuel Anavi, that is equivalent like Moshe and Aharon, as the Talmud in Tanus, Daf Hei Amud Beis 5b, brings as a source the verse in Tehillim, chapter 99, says, Moshe v'Aharon b'Chayhanav, Moshe and Aharon were amongst these priests, and Shmuel b'Koyre Shmoy, and Shmuel was amongst those who invoke his name. The Talmud says that we see that Moshe and Aharon are equivalent to Shmuel and Avi. So Korach saw that Shmuel is going to come out of him, and he also saw that many of his descendants of Levites are going to serve in the temple. Therefore, Korach decided that since Moshe Rabbeinu said that everybody is going to die and only one is going to survive, Korach decided that he is the one that is going to survive, and not Aharon. Therefore, Korach joined and made also the Ketores, because he was sure that he's going to survive. Rashi continues and says that what Korach did not know is that his children, while they are going down to Gehenna, they are going to do tshuva, they're going to repent, and a high place in Gehenna is going to be made for them, and then they are able to come out, meaning that the children of Korach are not going to die. Just as an aside, it is interesting to know that Korach is challenging Moshe Rabbeinu, but yet Korach himself knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying some truth. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu says that everybody is going to die and only one is going to survive, Korach believes it. But Korach does not want to believe that the one is going to be Aharon. So it's very funny that when you're involved in a machlokes, you are able to kind of justify what you are doing, even though you seem to be a little foolish. Also, as another aside, what Rashi says here explains why Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be so cruel when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem what he wants him to do in regards to the people who are rebelling against them. Meaning that on chapter 16, verse number 30, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ve'im b'riyo yivra Hashem," if Hashem is going to create a creation, "Ufotetzo ha'adam espia," and the ground will open its mouth, "Uvala oisom v'skola shelohem," and it will swallow them and everything that is theirs, "V'yardu," they will go down, "chaim," alive, "she'oila," into the pit, "vidatem," then you will know, "kinyatzu anoshim oeles Hashem," that these men have provoked Hashem. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu says that if the earth is going to open its mouth and swallow them, then you will know that they have provoked Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu here goes further. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and they will come alive to the pit. And Mefarshim ask, why is Moshe Rabbeinu so cruel? Why couldn't they die and be swallowed up by the pit? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu insisting that they go alive into the pit? And the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give these people a chance still to do tshuva. Because you could only do tshuva while you are alive, meaning you could only repent while you are still breathing. Once you die, there is no more repentance. But even if you repent at the face of death, at the face of trouble, nonetheless the repentance is accepted to Hashem. True, it is not the optimum repentance, but nonetheless Hashem accepts this repentance. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that all these people should have a chance to repent. And he figured that if they see the pit, if they see the Gehenna, then they will repent. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to go alive to Gehenna in order to give them a chance to repent. And in fact, that is exactly what happened to the Bnei Korach. The children of Korach, when they saw the pit, they repented, and therefore it was formed a high place in Gehenna, a high place in the pit for them, and afterwards they were able to get out. But if they would have gone dead to the pit, then there was no chance for them to do tshuva. And therefore, quite opposite, it was not cruel to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them to go alive to the pit. It was an act of kindness, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give them a chance to repent. But going back to the question of Rashi, Rashi asked, "V'koirach shepikachoyu," Koirach was a smart man, why did he make this mistake? It is hard to understand what Rashi means. Clearly, people who are smart also make mistakes. They decide to do something wrong. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Soita, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, writes down that Rish Lakish Omar, Rish Lakish says, "Ein Adam Oiver Avera," a person does not sin, "Elim Ken Nachnas Boy Ruach Shtus," only if a spirit of foolishness came onto him. Meaning that even though a person is normally smart, but a spirit of foolishness comes over him and he sins. If that is so, then what is Rashi's puzzle? Why did Korach sin? We are going to try to give different interpretations what Korach's intentions was, and also we are going to try to explain a Medrash Peliya, a perplexing Medrash, in this week's Parsha. The Medrash says, "Ma ro Korach lachlok al Moshe?" Why did Korach decide to argue and to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu? The Medrash answers, "Parshas Pora Adumora," that Korach saw the Parsha of Pora Aduma, the Parsha of the Red Heifer. The Parsha of the Red Heifer is next week's Parsha, Bamidbar chapter 19, where there we have the laws that if somebody is impure, he touched a dead body, that he has to be purified by the ashes of this red heifer. And the whole procedure, how you burn this red heifer, is described on chapter 19. So Korach saw this procedure of the red heifer, and therefore Korach decided to argue against Moshe. So this matter is perplexing, because theoretically there is no connection between the red heifer and Moshe Rabbeinu. What has to do the fact that you become purified by the ashes of the Pora Aduma to the reason why Korach decided to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu? In previous Shiurim, we gave many answers to this perplexing Medrash, and this week we are going to try to give different answers, and the answers that we are going to give are going to be diametrically opposed. First, we see from the words of Rashi that Hashem gives a leader of the Jewish people special powers because he is the leader of the Jewish people. Meaning that in Vayikra, chapter 1, verse number 1, Rashi brings down on the word Leimor, where it says that Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu and he spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, to say, Rashi says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people words of comfort. Bishvilchem, that only because of you, who nedabarimi, Hashem speaks to me. Meaning that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people that the only reason that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu is because of the Jewish people. How do I know that? Rashi goes on to say, Sheken Motzinu, because we see that all the 38 years that the Jewish people were in the desert and they were excommunicated in a way because of the story of the spies, for those 38 years, Hashem never spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. How do I know that? Because it's written in Dvarim, chapter 2, verse number 16, Vayikra shetamu kolam sham milchama lamus. So it was that the men of war finished dying from amidst the people, meaning that the people that were eligible to fight a war at the time of the spies, from the age of 20 to 60, after they finished dying in the desert, meaning after 38 years of the desert, then it's written on verse number 17, Vaydaber Hashem Elai Lemor, then Hashem spoke to me. That means that during the 38 years that the people were dying, since they were technically being excommunicated by Hashem, Hashem never spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that Hashem only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, only gives honor to Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Jewish people. And because of the Jewish people, Hashem elevates the status of Moshe Rabbeinu. And also we see, after the Jewish people did the golden calf, there it's written on chapter 32 of Shmos, verse number 7, by Dabar Hashem el Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich go, raid, go down, Kishiche is amcho, because your nation has corrupted, Asher iso meret Mitzrayim, that you brought up from the land of Egypt. Rashi is bothered by the double language, Leich, go, raid, go down. The Torah could have just written, raid, go down, Kishiche is amcho, because your nation has corrupted, or Leich, go, because your nation has corrupted. Why is Hashem saying Leich, raid, go, go down? So Rashi explains, raid migdulascha, go down from your great highness, meaning from your high position that you are now, you require to go down. Lo nesati lecha gedula, I only gave you greatness, elo bishvilam, only because of the Jewish people, meaning that you got this great position of being close to me and speaking to me directly only because of the Jewish people, because you are the leader of the Jewish people. And now that they did the golden calf, you require to go down. So we see that Hashem gives greatness for the leader of the Jewish people. Mefarshim explained that this similar idea is what is mentioned in the end of this week's parsha. On chapter 18, verse number 27, there is an interesting verse. The verse there is discussing the idea of Truma and Miser, the idea that you require to tithe your wheat and you require to give a gift to the Kohen from your wheat. There it's written, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, and it be reckoned to you your Truma, your gift, kadogon min hagoyen, like the wheat from the threshing floor, uchamleyo min hayokev, and like ripeness of the vat. And Mefarshim want to understand what it means. So they explain that we know that wheat are all the same, but all of a sudden, if you take certain wheat and you say that this is going to be Truma, that this is going to be the holiness of Truma, then automatically, even though it looks the same, it becomes elevated and gets special Kedusha, gets special holiness. It is not anymore like the other wheat, even though a minute ago all the wheat was the same. Now this wheat that you separate as Truma gets a higher status, gets a holy status, so holy that if a strange person, not a Kohen, eats it, he is liable for death in the hands of Hashem. But so we see it's really holy. So too he explains that happens when Jewish people choose a leader, that leader automatically gets elevated and gets holiness, that it becomes in a higher level. And this is what the meaning of the verse, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, that I'll reckon the truma that you make, meaning when you choose a person to be your leader and you choose a person to lead the congregation, then I'll reckon like Dagon min hagoyen, like it was the wheat from the threshing floor, meaning before it was just wheat, but now that you elevated to the level of truma, now it got holiness, so too I will elevate this person that you chose to get extra holiness because of your choice. And we also see in the book of Shmuel, in the story between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech, that after Shaul HaMelech lost his right to becoming king because he did not kill Agag, the king of Amalek, at that point he had not lost yet the Ruach Elohim, the spirit of Hashem. But as soon as Shmuel HaNavi anointed David HaMelech, then it's written on Shmuel Aleph, chapter 16, verse number 13, Vayikach Shmuel eskerna shemen, Shmuel took the horn of oil, Vayimshach oisoi, and he anointed David bekerev echov, amongst his brother, Vatislach ruach Hashem el David, the spirit of Hashem passed over David, Mayoimahu v'malo, from that day on, and Shmuel went by Yelech Ramasa. And then on the very next verse, verse number 14, it's written, V'ruach Hashem Sara Meim Shaul, and the spirit of Hashem left Shaul. So we see that when you are a king, when you are in the position of leadership, There is a special spirit of Hashem that comes over you and gives you special holiness. And when you lose that leadership, then the spirit leaves it. In the same way that the spirit left Shaul and that spirit went to David HaMelech. And in the book of Hasidic stories, they bring down the story that when the Baal Tanya passed away, the Hasidim decided that his student, Rabbi Hillel Porich, Zechiso Yugi Oleinu, the Mechaber of Sefer Placha Rimoin, he is going to be the next Rebbe. And he agreed that he is going to take the mantle of leadership on his shoulders. And he went together with the Hasidim back to the place where the Baal Tanya lived. And on the way to the place where the Baal Tanya lived, his Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, appears to him in a dream and tells him not to take this position of leadership, because the Baal Tanya's son, the Mittel Rebbe, is worthy of that position. And it's understood that Rav Hillel followed what his Rebbe said, and he turned around, went back home. Many years later, Rav Hillel was bemoaning the fact that he did not become a Rebbe. And he explains, it wasn't the idea that I wanted to be a Rebbe over the people. I'm bemoaning the fact that I lost this special Ruach Elohim, this special spirit of Hashem, because as soon as I accepted the position of Rebbe and I went onto the wagon, I felt a special spirit involving me as Ruach Elohim. And after I decided that I'm not taking that position, I felt that spirit leaving me. So therefore, he says that I'm bemoaning the fact that I lost that Ruach Elohim, that special spirit of Hashem, but not Chas V'Sholem, that I didn't become the Rebbe of the Jewish people, because that was what the Baal Tanya wanted. So we see from here that when you are in a position of being the leader of the Jewish people, Hashem infuses you with special powers, with special holiness, because of that position that you are in. Sefer Aver Nachal in Drosh Beis LePesach brings a question from the Shloah Kodesh, that the Shloah Kodesh asks that in many places we see that the Torah is nidreshes, that the Torah is expounded b'mem tesponim in 49 ways. For example, in Midrash Rabbah, Parsha Beis Simen Beis, it says that it is in 49 ways. And certain times we see that the Torah is expounded in 70 ways, which is in Midrash Rabbah, Bamidbar, Parsha Beis, Simen Tezvav, where there the Midrash Rabbah says, Ayin Ponim La Torah, that there is 70 faces for the Torah. Then the Shloah Kodesh asks that theoretically we have now contradiction, because one place says that the Torah is expounded in 49 ways, which means that there's only 49 facets for the Torah. And the other place it's written that there is 70 faces to the Torah, so then there's a contradiction. The Shloah Kodesh answers that we know that there are 50 gates of wisdom, and in truth, an average person could only get to the level 49, meaning he could only get to the 49th gate of wisdom. But the Shloah explains that the 50th gate of wisdom is really a gate that is comprised of 21 parts. And the Shloah Kodesh says that the 21 parts are equivalent to the Shem Eke, to the Shem of Hashem that I will be, meaning the Aleph is 1, the Hey is 5, which is 6, the Yud is 10, which is 16, and the Hey is 5, which is 21. So the Shloah Kodesh explains that that 50th level, Shem Eke, is added to the 49 levels of wisdom, which ends up being that there is really 70 parts of wisdom. 21 parts, which is in the 50th level, plus 49 levels, which ends up being 49 plus 21, 70. But he explains again that an average person could only reach the 49th level of wisdom. Based on that, Sefer Shemeroish brings a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, Parsha Yutez, Simen Dalet, where the Medrash Rabbah says, in regards to the Paradima, there it's written that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Veikhu Elecho, they should take to you, Para Aduma, a red cow or a red heifer. The question is, why is it saying Elecho to you? So the Medrash says, Omalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lecha Ani Megale Tam Para Aduma, to you I'm going to disclose the reason for the red heifer. Avol l'achirim, but everybody else, chuka, that is considered a decree. Meaning that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that only he will understand the reason of the red heifer, but everybody else is not going to understand. Sefer Shemeroish is trying to explain, based on the Shlach HaKadosh, why that is so. Therefore, Sefer Shemeroish says that since an average person could only achieve to level 49 of wisdom, and the reasons of the Paraduma are such mysterious and hidden reasons that they really belong to the 50th level, therefore only Moshe Rabbeinu, which had command of the 50th level, he is the one that could understand the reason of the Paraduma. But everybody else, who was only up to level 49, could not understand the reason of the Paraduma. According to this, Sefer Shemeroish asks that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Beis 21b, has to be interpreted in a different way. Because the Gemara there says that Rav and Shmuel, Chadomar, one of them says that Nun Share Bina Nivru Boilam, there is 50 gates of wisdom created in the world, Vechulam Nitnu LeMoshe, and all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Choser Achat, minus one, Shenemar, because it's written in the verse, Vatechasreyu Me'at Melekim, that you made them a little less than godliness, which means that godliness is when you're able to achieve the full 50 gates, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a little less than godliness, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was missing one. Normally we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu could only achieve level 49, because he was missing a whole gate of wisdom. But based on the Shlach HaKadosh, that the Shlach HaKadosh explains that the 50th level is comprised of 21 parts, Sefer Shemeroish says that when it's written V'chulon Nitnu LeMoshe, and all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is that the 50th gate of wisdom was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was missing one part, meaning that the 50th level comprises of 21 parts, which makes it 70 facets of the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve all of them minus one. He was able to achieve 20 of the 21 subparts of the 50th level. He wasn't able to achieve the last level. But that means Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve 69 facets of the Torah. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason of the Paraduma, because the reason of the Paraduma are in the 50th gate, but they are part of the 20 that Moshe Rabbeinu had access. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have access to the full 21 parts of the 50th gate, but he had access to the 20 parts that comprises the 50th gate, and in those parts are the laws of the Paraduma. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the laws of the Paraduma, but the other people, everybody else who only had access up to level 49, didn't have access of any part of the 50th level, they did not understand the reason of the Paraduma of the red heifer. According to this, Sefer Shemeroish now puts a completely different spin on Korach. And he explains that Korach was a gadol b'Torah. He really had great Torah knowledge. As a matter of fact, we know that Korach had to be a holy man, because Korach was one of the carriers of the Aron. He was on of the Bnei Kehaz, and he is the one who also carried the Aron Kodesh. And because Korach was such a Talmud Chacham, such a great Torah scholar, Korach was not satisfied with the explanation that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the people for the mitzvahs. Korach knew that in every mitzvah it's hidden great secrets, and therefore Korach wanted to get to know those secrets. And to prove his point that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving for the mitzvah is not the real reason of the mitzvah, Korach decided to bring two things which would show that there is more to a mitzvah, meaning that there is hidden reasons for a mitzvah. And these two things are things that normally we interpret the reason for those things to be a challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Sefer Shemeroish says that quite opposite. This was made to teach the people that the reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu gives are only superficial reasons, and there are deeper reasons for that mitzvah. One of those things is written in the Gemara, and Rashi brings it down, is that Korach took the 250 Sanhedrin and he dressed them with four-corner garments made entirely of tcheles. Tcheles is the turquoise-colored wool that we get by using the wool and dipping it in the blood of the chilazon. That wool is made to use every time you wear a four-corner garment, and according to the simple interpretation, that wool is made to remind you of Hashem, because Rab Meir brings down the Gemara that tcheles has the color of the ocean has the color of the sky has the color of sapphire, and sapphire reminds you of the throne of Hashem. That means that when you wear the tzitzis, you're supposed to remember Hashem. Therefore, Korach decided to take these 250 head of the Sanhedrin and dress them with four-corner clothing made entirely of tcheles, and he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked them if they need to have tzitzis or not. Meaning, since the whole idea of tzitzis is to remind you of Hashem because of the color tcheles, then if you have a clothing that's entirely made of tcheles, it should not be required to have tzitzis. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that it is required to have tzitzis. Normally, people say that this is viewed as a challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Sefer Shemeroy says that the reason why Korach brought this Rosh Sanhedrin with clothing that's completely made of tcheles is to make them aware that there are hidden reasons for the mitzvah. Because it can be that the reason is to remind you of Hashem, because if that would be the reason, by wearing a clothing that's all made of tcheles, you automatically are reminded of Hashem. Therefore, Korach was proving the point that there is a deeper reason for the mitzvah. And the second thing that's brought down that Korach challenged Moshe Rabbeinu was in regards to the laws of mezuzah, meaning that mezuzah is the parchment that we put in the door, and in that parchment is written the Shema, the Vehavto, and the Vehoyo Im Shemoa, and we put it in the doorpost either to remind us of Hashem or to afford us protection for a house. Korach decided to fill up a house full of Sifrei Torah, full of Torah scrolls, and then he went to ask Moshe Rabbeinu if that house is required to have a mezuzah or not. Meaning, since the whole idea is protection, because those portions of the Torah afford you protection, clearly if you have a house full of Sifrei Torahs, and in the Torah scrolls are written the portions of the Shema, then automatically you will have protection, and you would not require to have a mezuzah in your doorpost. And if the idea is to remind you of Hashem, clearly if you have all these scrolls of Torah inside your house, then automatically you will be reminded of Hashem, then you still would not need to have a mezuzah in your doorpost. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu said that you require to have a mezuzah. Therefore, the normal interpretation says that this was part of the challenge of Korach. But Sefer Shemeroy says that this was part of the message that Korach was trying to convey, that the reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu gives for the mitzvahs are not the only reasons for the mitzvah, that there must be a hidden reason for the mitzvah which is not disclosed. And Korach wanted, and since Korach had such a desire to know the reasons for the mitzvah, Korach realized that in order to get to know those reasons, he has to be a leader for the Jewish people. Because he learned from the Parah Aduma that all the people don't know the reason for the Parah Aduma, because all the other people could not reach the 50th gate. Only Moshe Rabbeinu knows the reason for the Parah Aduma. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu know the reason for the Parah Aduma? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was made leader over the Jewish people. And when you are the leader of the Jewish people, Hashem gives you extra level of wisdom, extra holiness, and therefore you are able to understand the reasons for the mitzvah. Therefore, Sefer Shemeroy says, that is the meaning of the Medrash Peliyah, or the perplexing Medrash that we mentioned earlier. what did Korach see that caused them to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu? He saw the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, that only Moshe Rabbeinu knows the reason and nobody else knows the reason. Therefore, Korach came and decided to challenge the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Korach now goes against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Korach says to Moshe Rabbeinu that don't think that your level are on your own, that you got to this level because of your own intellect and your own holiness. You only got to this level because we, the congregation, is all holy, and you were made leader over this congregation. But who picked you to be a leader over this congregation? I agree that you really have more knowledge than everybody else, that you are now at a greater level than everybody else, but the only reason you are a greater level than everybody else is because you appointed yourself a leader over the congregation, and since you are a leader of the congregation, then because we are holy, Hashem gives you extra holiness, and therefore you are able to get to a higher level. But who picked you to be a leader? Why do you feel that you deserve to be a leader? Make me a leader, and automatically I'll also get to this higher level. And that is exactly what he said on chapter 16, verse number 3. It says there, Vaykahalo al Moshe v'al Aharon, they gathered on Moshe v'al Aharon, Vayomer alayhem, and they told them, Rav lochem, it is too much to you. Don't think that the greatness that you get is on your own. Kichalo eda kulom kadoishim v'soichom Hashem, the reason that you got to this high level of intellect and holiness is because we, the congregation, are all holy, and amongst us is Hashem, and automatically Hashem gives to the leader of the congregation extra holiness. But madua tisnasu al kal Hashem, why do you think that you are the one that should be the leader of the congregation of Hashem? Give me the leadership, automatically I'll understand the reasons of the mitzvahs. So Sefer Shemeroch says that the whole reason why Korach decided to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu is because he was searching for Torah, searching for intellect, and he knew that the leader of the Jewish people will get the extra intellect and the extra holiness, and therefore he chose to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu should not be the leader, but he should be the leader. Now Sefer Shemeroch explains the Rashi that we started this shiur. Rashi says, "V'koirach shapikachoyu." Koirach was so smart, and he was such a Torah scholar. Ma ra'ol lishtuze? How did he come to make this mistake? So Rashi answers, "Enoi hitatoi." That normally translated is "I caused him to make a mistake," but here we are going to translate that "Enoi" from the word "ayin" 70, "hitatoi" caused him to make a mistake. The fact that he wanted to be on the 70th level of wisdom, that caused them to make a mistake. How did that cause them to make a mistake? He saw the great chain of descendants that are coming for him, Shmuel Anavi, which Shmuel Anavi is equivalent to Moshe and Aharon. Therefore, Korach thought that since Shmuel Anavi is at the same level as Moshe and Aharon together, then obviously I'm the progenitor of Shmuel Anavi, then I must ask to be the leader of the Jewish people in order to get to a great level. Therefore, Korach decided to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. But since Hashem is the one who appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader over the Jewish people, then the challenge on Moshe Rabbeinu is not on Moshe Rabbeinu, is on Hashem. Therefore, Hashem had to punish Korach. I wanted to say exactly opposite idea based on this idea of Sefer Shemeroch. I wanted to say that since we brought the Medrash that says that nobody is supposed to know the reason of the Parah Aduma, of the red cow, only Moshe Rabbeinu, and for everybody else is a chukah, is a decree, and yet Rashi himself in next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Chukas, brings the reasons of the Parah Aduma. Rashi on chapter 19, verse 22, brings a medrash from Rav Moshe Adarshan, which explains the whole idea of the Parah Aduma, of the red heifer, how the red heifer is an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. And Rashi there goes over the whole parsha with all the verses and explains exactly how every detail pertains to the sin of the golden calf. meaning that Korach thought that since he knows the reason of the Paraduma, that means that he must be in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, because only Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to know the reason of the Paraduma, and yet Korach himself knows the reason of the Paraduma. Therefore, Korach decided that he is going to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. According to this, we could now give a different spin on the interpretation of the perplexing Medrash, and we could say that the meaning of that Medrash is the following. Ma ro Korach lachlok al Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Korach see from the language understand, meaning what did Korach now understand that caused them to argue against Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is Parshas Pora Adumara. He saw the portion of the Pora Aduma, which technically nobody is supposed to understand, only Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem specifically said that for everybody is going to be a decree, but for Moshe Rabbeinu he is going to disclose the reason. And yet Korach saw that Hashem disclosed for Korach also the reason, because he knows now the reason of the red heifer. Therefore, Korach decided to come challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to this, we could now explain also that Rashi that says that Korach shepikachoyu, Korach that was such a great smart man, what does it cost to make this stupid mistake? We could say again that einoi hitasoi does not mean that his eye caused him to make a mistake. It means that einoi, his 70 hitasoi, caused him to make a mistake. Meaning, the fact that Korach believed that he is in the 70th level of wisdom, that he really knows the reason of the Paraduma, and the wisdom to understand the reason of the Paraduma is part of the 70 levels of wisdom, that is what caused Korach now to make a mistake. Meaning the fact that he understood the reason, and that reason was only supposed to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that is the reason why he decided to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. We could also answer this idea based on Sefer Aruga Saboisim, where Sefer Aruga Saboisim brings the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Amad Aleph 58, where the Gemara there analyzes the verse in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6, where the verse says, "Vayo bayo mahu, it will be in that day, loye oir yekorois v'kipoin, there won't be no light, yekorois and kipoin." The Gemara asks a question, what is the meaning of the words yekorois v'kipoin? The Gemara answers, "Omar Rabbi Lozer." Rabbi Lozer says, "Ze or, this is the light, sheyokor boil mazeh, which is valued, expensive in this world, the kofu lola boy will be trivial in the world to come." Rabbeinu Hanan explains that this is referring to the light of the Torah, that the light of the Torah, which is very rare, very precious in this world, but it'll be very common, very known in the world to come. And Sefer Aruga Saboisim explains that the meaning of this verse, it is referring to the reasons for the mitzvahs, which are very rare, very precious in this world, meaning right now we don't understand very much about the reasons of the mitzvahs, but in the world to come, we'll all understand the reason for the mitzvahs. Then Sefer Aruga Saboisim brings down a Likute Torah on Tehillim, chapter 39, verse number 13, where there the verse says, "Tzadik katomer ifrach, a righteous man will flourish like a date palm." The last letters of the words Tzadik katomer ifrach comprises the word Korach, because the Tzadik has the Kuf, the katomer has the Reish, and the Ifrach has the Ches, which makes the word Korach, which means to say that in the future Korach will flourish again. As a matter of fact, Korach, according to the Shloah Kodesh, was destined to be the Kohen Gadol. According to this, says Sefer Ruga Saboisim, that Korach knew that he'll be Kohen Gadol only in the future. But he also knew that Hashem disclosed to Moshe Rabbeinu that he won't tell anybody the reason of Pora Aduma, only to Moshe Rabbeinu. But since the Gemara in Psachim writes down that in the future everybody will know the reasons for the mitzvahs, then Korach understood that in the future he will also know the reason for Pora Aduma. And now Korach sees that he understands the reason of Pora Aduma, or at least he thinks he understands the reason of Pora Aduma. Therefore Korach believes that it is now the time of the world to come, and therefore Korach decides to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. According to this, we could now translate our Medrash Perli, our perplexing Medrash, meaning, Ma ra'a Korach, what did Korach see that caused him to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu? Meaning, what did he see that it decided that it is now time to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu? He saw Parah Aduma. He thought he understood the reason of Parah Aduma, meaning that he knew that Parah Aduma, that the reason of Parah Aduma was only disclosed to Moshe Rabbeinu and not to anybody else. And he also knew that in the future, the reasons for all the mitzvahs are going to be disclosed to everybody. And now, since all of a sudden, Korach knows, understands the reason of Parah Aduma, now Korach believes that it is the time, the world to come. So because Korach saw that he knows the reason of Parah Aduma, and those reasons are to remain hidden until the time of Mashiach, therefore Korach believed that it is now time of Mashiach, and in time of Mashiach, he's supposed to be Kohen Gadol. Therefore, Korach decided that he's going to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to this Aruga Saboisam, we could combine this with the Shemin Rosh and say that the translation of Rashi, when Rashi asked the Korach, Shapika Choyu, Korach was such a smart man, what did he see, meaning what did he understand that caused him to make this mistake? And we could answer again that Einoi Hitosoi, that his Ayin, his 70, caused him to make a mistake, meaning that he thought that he now understands the 70th level of wisdom, and he understands the reason of the Parah Aduma, that is what caused him to make a mistake to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu, because he thought now it's time of Mashiach, and if it's time of Mashiach, then he's destined to be Kohen Gadol. Therefore, he decided to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem Yisburach should help that it should be really soon the time of Mashiach. We should merit to have the Beis HaMikdash built. B'mheira b'yomeinu, Amen.